Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everybody, welcome to the Joyful Finding Show. Beep, beep. February 2nd of 2024. Time is flying right by. January's goodbye. And now we move into number two of the month. If that's really the month, we don't know. But anyways, time is flying. Time is moving quicker. If you didn't notice, we're back here at Friday again. So thank you guys for joining me. Thanks for tapping in. Spirit leads us in different directions sometimes so that we learn different things. I feel like a lot of us are really starting to open up a lot more in a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. So, all right, I can feel a lot of energy of people that are going to be joining if you haven't joined already. So thank you. And those of you that are following on my X tonight, I can't see your comments because we're doing this. Just so you're aware. All right. Or I can't post to them. I don't know. They may show up here. But anyways, welcome, welcome, welcome. The energy has been kicking some booty this week. I had a couple nights where it was hard to fall asleep. It took a lot longer than normal. Normally, I'm one of those ones that just hit the pillow and I'm out like a light. And this one, I was like up and thinking and rolling and all these things going through my head, lots of questions, lots of things going, stirring up inside there, you know? And I had the perfect saying that I thought of today. What was that? Oh my God. I need to really start writing these things down when I have these points of inspiration. And I'm like, man, that's a really good one. Hello, Barbara. Hello, Richard. Hello, Ruth. I'm so glad you guys are here. Hello, Richard and Ruth and Barbara. Hello, hello, hello. Glad you've come into this energy field of all this stuff that we're going to talk about this evening. And I also want to put out that there's a lot of healing energy going around for everybody so that they can kind of like realign, readjust, whatever it might be. And again, I feel that in the neck area. So I don't know who's feeling that in their throat chakra area or if something you need to speak yourself of or release yourself from, whatever that is. Know that you've done it. Know that it's already done. Okay. There's no more working at it. It's just done. It's just done. We've come to the point where we are just done. Okay. So we've cleared all that energy off so we can be our highest vibration. And sometimes that's hard. We get around people. maybe in our work lives, our personal lives that are a little itchy, scratchy, and then that kind of rubs off on us, you know? So we have to remember to use that protection, that armor of God, so that we're not absorbing that. Remember, this is important every day. Okay. And as I say that, that brings a little bit more strain back to that neck and throat area. So please, let's release all that. Release, 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 release any energy that no longer serves us for our highest and best. We want to get rid of anything in this body that is not for the highest and best. So that means we're going to take control back, okay, of our bodies and all that. Everything is going to be like so different moving forward, but we're going to start right now because I feel like we're all like tapping into all this beautiful energy that's coming in. Woo! It's hard to explain, but it's just all around me. It's all around you. We're clearing out a bunch of spaces because everyone that's tapping in is from somewhere, right? So that energy is shooting there, 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 there. This is why it's important that we make a lot of these connections that we do. Sometimes we don't always understand them, but it happens, okay? Linnell is watching over on Rumble. Welcome over there on Rumble. Thank you, Richard. You're number one this evening. Thank you. And let's see. I saw Lanka is out there. Hello, Lanka and Marsha. Hello, darlings. So glad you guys are here tapping into all this beautiful energy. Okay, we're going to be like releasing a lot of stuff so that we can be centered. Okay. And centered in our God source, right? God, in that light, in that God light, illumination. So everything becomes illuminated for you so you can see what you need to see when you need to see it. I feel like more of you are definitely being a little bit more observant right now. So you're paying attention to the little things, like everything that's going on around you. You're kind of putting more pieces together. I feel like there's a lot of that going on right now. So there's a lot of stuff being moved around and you guys are noticing things. Okay. So you're being more observant. Okay. You're looking beyond what you normally look at. You're looking at observing of everything. Okay. Like you're like peeling the layers back of it, of everything. Okay. So this is good. This is really good because this is going to help you and everyone else moving forward because we still don't yet understand everything, right? We think we do to a point. We stand in our truth to where that truth feels 100% in this moment. Then there's something else that we have to learn that's going to elevate our understanding. So I feel like there's a lot of that going on right now. There's elevated understanding going on. Wow, that's a new one. Elevated understanding. Someone write that down. All right. Yeah, I got to write that one down. Elevated understanding, you guys. That's a new one for me. That's a new one for me. Okay, so. Right? We're all learning. See, I just showed you that I am still learning. See, that was something that I feel like I need to do some more thinking and feeling into. So I have to write that down so I will remember to do that later because when we get in this energy, sometimes we start thinking and then it's all gone. It's just like with the wind. It was a really good idea, but or whatever it was. So sometimes you have to solidify it with paper or that creativity to create that. And also, I feel like there's more people that are stepping into their power and they're creating more and they're helping the community more and they're understanding a whole lot of different, what is the word I want to use? But anyways, there's all these movements of things going on. I can't even describe what I'm seeing right now, but it's incredible. But anyways, everyone is doing exactly what you're supposed to be in the moment. So as long as you're staying in that now moment, right? Because it's always right now. And what are you creating in this now moment? Are you happy? Are you sad? What do you want to create in this moment? Do you want to create healing for yourself? Do you want to create some new art? Do you want to create a new job? Do you want to create a new relationship? What is it you need to fulfill your life right now? Okay, those are things I feel like a lot of people are doing and also going feel like, a little bit of life review, like what's important for me is, you know, what is really my highest priorities and should I reevaluate that list, right? Because sometimes what we believe to be the top of the list really is should be like maybe mid-list, you know what I mean? But we all have different levels of what we're learning right now and what is important to you and what you've learned in through those experiences up to this moment. Okay, so you have a lot of choices. I feel like a lot of people are making a lot of choices right now. There's like you got, it's like, it's sometimes choices of live or die. Okay, and that's how I feel like some of these dire situations are of people making choices. Okay, so they want you to connect in with your highest self. Sit with yourself in quiet. Go somewhere where it is solitude and you can be by yourself. Let go of whatever's around you. Let go of all the sounds, let go of all the people, let go of all of that. Just be with yourself in that very moment, okay? And be like, all right, how do I really, really feel about all these different situations and these choices that I have to make? Really sit with yourself and really feel into yourself. Because sometimes I don't think we do that enough. Or when we feel into it, we feel like it's all negativity and it's going to weigh us down. But all I have to say is look at it in a positive light. If you can look at something in a negative light, you can also see something in a positive light. So how do you turn things around? You take things out of the darkness and put them into the light, or you're carrying that light into the darkness to illuminate it so it's no longer dark. So there's a lot of that going on. I feel like a lot of soul searching going on. And I've noticed a few itchy, scratchy people out in the public, but I've noticed more people that are being happier and realizing what their truth is and how to change it for themselves. So there's a multitude of how people are feeling out there. And I send love to each and every one of you. There's so much love from your source, from your higher guides, your loved ones, your angels. Everyone's like rooting us on right now. It's like sometimes I always see things like we're in like this fishbowl and they're all like on the outside looking in, but we can't see them. You know, they're just like, you know, hey, look at those people do that. You know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, we're being watched always, and how we are starting to come together again, right? Because it was always about taking God out of the picture. And a lot of us have always been looking for source. What is God? Who is God to us? Right. So it's like you find your own connection. Some of you find it in all different ways. And I'm not going to say any one way is wrong, but as long as you're connected to the light source and God, and they help lead you down this way, because when we have faith, those doors just open for us and we have to truly believe, right? Because it's when we don't believe, that's when we have setbacks. Okay. So it's about your faith. Where is your faith leading you to right now? Where is that faith? And is it dark? Then that's not your faith. That's something completely different. That's darkness. That's something else. So it's about letting go of the old thought patterns that we used to have. It's like, we're just kind of like, you know, throwing an old net over it, putting it out in the recycle bin. It's not anything that we need anymore. But now it's about standing in that light and standing in that truth. It's standing in that faith that we have in this moment, okay? And that connection to God, because that God is opening those doors for us, right? And showing us, that's messing up somebody's throat out there. I'm sorry about that. Let's clear that. But it's what your source is, okay? And God is my source. God is fully right here with me always. I believe he sent me here on a mission that I don't completely fully understand yet, but that's okay because we're all learning. Oh, wow. All right, everybody.
We need a little bit of stuff here.
All right, who's bringing in all that throat chakra energy? We're going to clear it out again. I want you all to see the beautiful sky when it is blue, when it has this beautiful, magnificent blue sky. The sun is shining, that beautiful blue, when it's that dark, rich blue, clear sky. I want you to imagine that beautiful color right here in that throat chakra, kind of like the same color of my shirt today. Let's clear that all out. Imagine that beautiful blue energy just going through there, clearing it out, kind of like a Roto-Rooter, getting rid of what no longer needs to be there. You know what I mean? It's time to stand and speak in your truth. And don't hold back anymore. Don't hold back anymore. You can say everything you can say with love. And sometimes that's hard, but all right. All right, let's see what else we got. I'm on a roll tonight, you guys. There's a lot of energy flowing through here. I think that's why we're feeling it in different places. And when people start to step in, people might because we're all sensitive. We're all sensitive to energy. Right? Because we are energy. Everything about us is energy, right? It's like our little heart source got put in these little transformer bodies that we chose to come down here and have these experiences in. And now every one of us is starting to recognize that we are more than just this vessel. Okay. We are more than just this body that we chose to have here. So we're understanding energy more. And a lot of times when we go in, say we go into, well, it won't matter. I'm not even going to go there. But anyways, we're starting to recognize energy more. You can step into a room and all of a sudden you can feel like, ew, they have awful energy. I have to get out of here, right? You're being able to pick up on different frequencies of energy of different people. So I want you guys to be mindful. Again, the armor of God. I like to picture myself in this beautiful pink translucent bubble. I can see out. People can see in, but the negativity has to stay on the outside of my bubble. Okay, so we're clearing all that energy. All of you have put on your protective armor. You guys are all very fluid now in your energy and in your armor of God. All right, much, much better. Beautiful, beautiful. Good night, Richard. Your message will be waiting for you when you come back, darling. Because you will be number one this evening. I do remember. It's right up there. All right. That was a lot of energy, and we had to clear a lot of that. So a lot of you are starting to understand more about energy. So I want you to tap into that more about your energy, about your frequency, you know, feeling good vibes, whatever words you want to give that. Again, I've been having this conversation with a friend. And I've had this conversation, I think, with you guys as well. It's imagine each one of us as like a musical instrument, right? And when we are in our true vibration, I'm sure we emit a frequency, whatever, right? So that each one of us plays those instruments and we bring harmony, right? So we're trying to find this harmony that works for all of us. So we're all trying to get like in tune right now. So I want you guys to think of yourselves as whatever beautiful musical instrument you would like to be. You know, you can see yourself as the violin, whatever it is that you feel is comfortable for you, you know, and just start saying how or I am vibrating at my highest frequency. I am in harmony with all those around me. Oh, that's a good new saying. I am in harmony with all those around me. Because if you want to be in harmony, then you want to bring in other people that are also in harmony to help create more of that. Okay. So I want you guys to create your harmony. Create your harmony. All right. That's awesome. I love that. Are you guys liking that or not? Yes. 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 Okay. Everyone take a nice deep breath. We want to let go of some stuff. We want to release some stuff. We want to feel all this beautiful energy. Oh, and we feel it clearing out everything from head to toe. So if you are feeling anything in your sinuses, to your knees, wherever you might be feeling it, just know that you're pushing out all the stagnant energy out of your body. Let's push it down into Mother Earth to be recycled because she knows what to do with this energy. She knows how to work it. Release that. And I feel like some of it's getting stuck in somebody's knees. So you have to actually believe that it's all going through your whole body. Okay. And going out the bottom of your feet. See it going out in the bottom of your feet like little lightning bolts going out into the earth, going through your carpet or your floor, or if you're outside into the ground, whatever. Picture it as little lightning bolts leaving your body that no longer serve you. Okay. Never saw that one before, but that's a cool way to describe it. Good energy. You guys are changing up a lot of stuff tonight. All of you that are joining, I want to say thank you. Again, you guys are still working on this throat chakra thing, though, because you guys keep bringing up something. You guys want to bring up something. So if there's something that needs to be spoken, write it in the comments. Bring it up. What is it? What is it? Let's release it. Let's allow it to flow out into the universe. Is it something you want to create that you don't want to create because you have fear? Is it something you want to say because it creates fear of what might happen? Whatever that might be, let's release whatever it is. Either way, let's live through that experience and learn from it. Okay? You have choices of how you want to live through that experience. All right? Because everything's an experience. Getting up every day is an experience. Everything, everything. It is an experience, okay? We're full of experiences. Full of experiences. Awesome. You guys aren't as chatty this evening as you normally are. You guys must be all be feeling in this energy. Hello over there on Facebook, too. Yes, we are out there on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble and X, and I think we're on LinkedIn out there too. So if you guys want to donate this evening, you can do it through all of those platforms. Also, you can donate through my Venmo if you so want to. Just putting all those options out there for all of you if you so feel inclined. Thank you. And then I just heard Barbara just come through. Look at you, Barbara, with my $10 Venmo. It's Richard and then Barbara this evening. So we're getting close to messages time. So we got Richard and then Barbara. Thank you, my friends. All right. That's awesome. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Let's clear all that out again. Woo, woo, woo. All right. I love you guys. I feel all your energy. I feel like everybody is ready for a new change, the new vibration, rather than us always being like so suppressed in our energy, right? It's kind of like it's kind of like they want to see. I always have little things. Sometimes I have things. But anyways, so we're feeling all compressed, right? This is a piece of copper all twisted together. But right now, it feels like it's all compressed. And when we're at our norms, right? I can bring it back out to a circle. This is my own little circle. This is how we're supposed to feel, right? We're supposed to feel all free within our bubble, within our circle, right? But we've always felt like really compressed in ourselves, you know? So I feel like we're becoming that jack in the box, you know, like we're ready to jump out of our box. We're ready for some new changes. And the pressure is building to get us out of that box, right? Because that's how you wind up that little jack in the box. Remember those guys? Remember the little weasels that would jump out of the box? And I haven't seen any of those in a long time. You guys seen any of them? But anyways, cool. Okay. So, but anyways, I would just want to put that out there. We are getting ready to change and it's like a jack in the box. And everything happens quickly. All right. Linnell donated $10 on Rumble. Thank you. Thank you, Linnell. You'll be number three. All right. You guys are the best. The best. You guys are the best. Okay. So, yeah, so we're getting ready to change like it's the good old Jack in the Box. Good old Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box. All right. So I'm making more notes for myself, you guys, because that's what I do. All right, so hello, Lynn, over there on Facebook. There's a couple of you popping in over there on Facebook. I see some of you on YouTube. I can only see some of the comments over here. I don't get to see any of the Rumble ones. I have to rely on Tiffany for those. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, All right, this would be a great time to have a word from my sponsor before I get into messages and wrap up the rest of the hour. So Feng Shui My Space, Miss Marcia Morris is a beautiful person. If you guys want to change the energy in your house, in your office, just where you're living, maybe it's even your car. It doesn't matter what you want to change up the energy in. Maybe it's the outside of the house. It needs more whatever, You guys check out Marcia Morris. She's amazing. Check it out. You guys, like I said, check out fengshuimyspace.com. Marcia is absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. And even if you want to find a piece of property here in Sarasota area, you check out Marcia. She can help you with that too. She's amazing. And she always helps me with all my feng shui stuff when I'm redecorating my room or whatever. I'm like, what are the best colors and that I need in there? But just check in with Marcia. Thank you, Marcia, for being a sponsor of my show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, you guys, we're going to have 3 prepaid donations already, and we're just going to roll from there and see where we go. I have Richard, Barbara, and Linnell, and then we'll just see what happens. We're going to see what happens for these beautiful beings this evening. So I connect in with your energy, and I just kind of, you know, I don't know how to describe what I do, but I connect in with your energy. That's why it's helpful if I have your real name, your real first name. I don't need anything other than that, just your vibration of your real first name. Because sometimes when you have a persona, you know what I mean? They kind of blend together a little bit. So, but anyways, doesn't always give you the answers that you want to have. So anyways, we're just going to tap in for Richard and see what I get from here. All right, Richard. Richard is number one. Richard Riddle. Richard, you've been busy, busy, busy. Something about trucking along. So there's something about trucking along. So I don't know what it is in this moment, but you're attempting to get through something and you're just trucking through it. You know what it means? Like you're a man on a mission. And I just feel like you're really like, you know, trucking through it. Okay. So I don't know if you like to hunt and stuff like that. Probably not. But I'm feeling like I'm trucking through the woods. You know what I mean? So I'm feeling like I need to get out into nature a little bit more, really just tap in and just be alone. A little bit of seclusion would be good for you. You know what I mean? Get out of town. That's for real. So anyways, Richard, in nature, solitude is going to be good for you. Reflection. I also feel like you have some changes coming up. You have some choices that you're going to have to make. And I feel like they're surrounded around work. So either there's again, some kind of advancement or promotion that you're going to have or more money. There's something that's coming in the way of your work situation. So I'm going to leave that with you, Richard. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. And Tiffany, when I saw that, that blew my mind. It's 222, and this is my 220th show. We can't make this stuff up, folks. I'm telling you, I'm going to call them coincidences, but then nothing is a coincidence. So when we are like traveling around and doing our things every day and we're being observant and we're getting the messages. I got a message the other day, and it's so funny. I was at the grocery store, and the deli manager started singing a song as I'm walking through that section. And I was like, that's a message for me. And I was like, hey, I like your song. And then, you know, but it was like, it was very strange because it was validation of things that are happening and they just wanted to give me validation. So just pay attention to where your messages are coming from. They will come from anywhere as long as you're paying attention. Okay. Just be open to it. Okay. That's what's important. Be open to it. All right. So that's amazing. All right. So we just did Richard and now we have Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Welcome back from your vacation. All right, they want me to switch my sides and my pens for you. Oh. All right, you have a lot of energy going on around you. I don't know if you jumped right back into work when you got back, but remember to protect your energy when you're working with your clients. Also, to set your time limits. I'm getting reminders for that because you want balance, okay? You want balance. So you're aiming for balance with all of this. And then also, I feel like that you're going to laugh, but I feel like there's another trip coming up for you, a vacation. I feel like maybe April, May-ish, or there's something you're getting together with the kids or something like that. But there's definitely something coming up with travel. Also, they're showing me again balance with your clients. So balance them out. Don't overdo it. You don't want to be worn out. You want to have balance and you want to use all that beautiful energy you have going on. Also, relationships, 1, 2, 3. In the next 4 months, you're going to be tapping into some new relationships, whether friendships, they could be romantic, but I feel like they're more friendship. They could be, you know, with a gentleman, but I feel like it's more friendship at this point. It could grow into more, but you have to be open to that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So just be open to having friends right now. So I'm going to leave that with you, Barbara, and I'm getting all these big hearts. I guess the big hearts are for February. All right, Linnell. Linnell, dear, what's shaking in your world? Whoo, Linnell, you've been busy too. I feel like you've been here, there, and everywhere. I feel like you know what you want to do, but then you decide you want to do something else, and then you want to do something else, and then you want to do something else. So I'm getting that you have a multitude of things that you would like to be doing. I'm getting that you need to prioritize them because that's going to be the most important thing for you right now is to prioritize them. So they're showing me a list. You're making your list and you're checking it twice, which is kind of funny because they want you to energetically do it too. Mm-hmm. Like how much, you know, does that energetically feel like it's my highest, you know, priority, you know, feeling the energy into each, you know, if you had them on a chalkboard or whatever, feel them out, you know, and move them around as needed. Because I feel like that's what you're doing right now. You're moving things around as needed. So, and you need the flexibility to do that, right? Because you just stay busy, girl. And I feel like you have a lot of questions that have been unanswered, or you have a lot of questions. I feel like I just keep questioning a lot of different things. So I don't know what it is you're completely questioning but I'm getting lots of question marks with you. So there's lots of questions going on. They just want you to chill. It doesn't matter what all the questions, the answers are. You will learn them in time. You know what I mean? Sometimes you feel like you need to know things right now, but really it's a matter of timing. So they're like saying, just slow down, take a deep breath. center yourself again, prioritize, and then move forward. That's what I'm getting for you, Linnell. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, dear. All right, you guys. Woo! Awesome. Thank you for those donations, you guys. Oh, Cindy just sent me $10 too. All right, Cindy. Where are you located in my chat box? Hold on, let me read her thing here. Page you. All right, she's having relationship trouble with her son. All right, Sydney. I'm not sure which platform you're watching on, but I'll tap in for you. Hold on, dear. All right, Sydney. Cindy. All right, Cindy. Let's see what you got going on. All right, Cindy. Well, I feel like there's some kind of animosity going on right now, and I don't know why. So if your son is turning into like a teenager, and you've like been able to have conversations all along, I feel like communication needs to open up, because I feel like sometimes he just blurts things out when he gets a little upset or feels confronted. You know what I mean? Or feel, I don't know what the word exactly I'm looking for, but you know, I feel like there needs to be a better way of communication. So it starts with you, and then you change the way that you would speak to him normally and see if he doesn't respond differently. You know what I mean? So I feel like that would be very helpful. And I also feel like you need to take a break. I feel like you're feeling very stressed out. It's like you need a self-care day. You just need a day to unwind and recharge. They're saying you need to recharge your batteries, Cindy, and just let things roll off your back a little bit. And then I feel like you need to clear your space. So it's either people, places, or things that are creating some kind of negativity. So just clearing the space, maybe just keeping everybody out of the house for a day or whatever. I don't know. Get everyone to help you spring clean or whatever. But I feel like that would help breathe. I feel like everyone would be able to breathe and clear out some of the old energy and kind of bring in some of the new energy. So it's almost like, you know, but I'm getting the communication is going to be the biggest thing with you and your son, is to get him to open up. Because I feel like he shuts down like a little clam until he blows up, you know, so I feel like something might be triggering him. So look into school situations, how things going at school, talk to some of his teachers, you know, just to get a basic background of what's going on. I feel like that would be super helpful for you. But again, it's that open communication, you know, and being honest with yourself and with him. And I feel like that will help make a difference. So I'm going to leave that with you, Cindy. Thank you very much for being here. All right. Barbara says, thank you. You are so helpful to me in so many ways. Ha, yes, another trip is planned to celebrate my son's graduation. Yikes, love to all. Yay. I'm glad you're going on another vacation. That's awesome. Hello, Robin. So glad you could be here this evening. That still cracks me up about my 220th show is on 2-2. That's crazy. You guys, I've been doing this almost 5 years now. I was thinking about that the other night. I was like, holy cow. That's a long time. Long time. Long time. All right. Let's see what else is going on. Let's see. All right. Who else wants a message this evening? Anybody? I know somebody probably has already asked a question out there, but if you guys want to, just drop it in the chat box right now. If it's over there on one of the other platforms, Tiffany will make sure that it gets to me. So if you guys are out there and want a message, let me know where you're at. Where are you guys at? I'm interested in knowing. Yes. All right. Ruth would love a message. Absolutely, Ruth. I would love to give you a message, Ruth. Miss Ruth Saltman. You guys can check her out on Wednesday night's Transformational Soul, 8 o'clock, if you guys want to check in another show. And then Robin's out there, too, and hers is on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And Tiffany's is on Sunday night Check out all our 8 o'clock shows. We'll keep you guys busy pretty much all week, except for Saturdays, except for a couple times a month. So you guys just tap into all our shows, get your messages, help yourself move forward and all that fun stuff. All right. So Ruth, let's get back to Ruth's energy. Sometimes I just get on a tangent and I start talking. It happens sometimes. You guys should see me when I do this when I'm standing up. All right. Ruth is writing. And even if you're not writing, you're going through it in your head, right? There's a lot of things that are being given to you for you to share. So open up. I feel like you almost have to do some kind of talk, like you're designing a talk, like, you know, maybe it's a masterclass, but it's like just a lecture talk, you know what I'm saying, type of thing. I don't know if you have something like that in the works or the plan or anything like that, but I feel like there's something like that showing up for you. So just be open to whatever it is you're creating now so that you're helping to assist others. So I'm going to leave that with you, dear Ruth. Right on. Ha ha ha. Right on. All right. I'm going to scroll backwards and see what's going on. All right. Let's see. All right. Elf Eldade over there on Facebook. Can I ask what the spiritual world expects me to do with my life? They don't expect you to do anything. It's what you create out of your life. There is no expectations. It's about what you truly want to create for yourself. And when you find out what your purpose is, you're connected in with yourself and you're kind of like going, all right, I know I need to help others and I need to assist myself. Now, how do I do both of those things, right? How do I assist myself and how do I assist others? That's how it pretty much goes, because there's usually service that goes along with this, right? Because we all have a service to provide and everybody needs a service. So that could be barter work, whatever, you know, it's like you need to tap in and figure out what that is for yourself. There is no direct answer because there are many answers. Many answers. All right. You guys are awesome. Awesome. All right. Anybody else out there want a message? Drop your thing in the chat. Ruth says, thank you, Melissa. Yes, working on masterclasses. Great message. I love and appreciate you. You're welcome, darling. Good for you. Can't wait to see what you come up with. You have a lot of valuable information to share. A lot of you are getting messages and downloads in a lot of different ways right now. And you are going to start sharing your findings with others. Without fear. There's been a fear factor that's been put out there on many different levels, okay? And we have to break through all of those, okay? We have to break through all through those barriers, right? So that we are no longer connected to any of that, right? We are just free little souls living on earth, creating our lives, living with our families, doing what we love, loving our neighbors, you know, doing all this fun stuff that we should have been doing all along, but we haven't. We've been, you know, manipulated and corrupted and, you know, in many ways. Everything has been tweaked and not in a good way. But I feel like there is a switch coming that's kind of like switches it all. Right. Everything kind of gets flipped back upside down or the right way or however you want to look at it. I feel like there's some kind of switch that's coming to. I don't know. So, yeah. So we're tapping into all of that, darlings. We're tapping into all this new. It's not new. It's old, but it's new to us energy. Right. We're starting to tap into it a little bit more. You know what I mean? So all of you need to tap into that more, to more energy. Okay. And sometimes everybody just needs a break and everybody needs to recharge and energize. Sometimes we become overstimulated. Okay. And we have to pull back and we have to recharge. We have to re-energize ourselves so that we can move forward. Okay. So remember to take care of yourself. Drink your water, whatever it is. Go for your walk, whatever it is you love to do. Remember to do the things that you love and take care of yourself doing those things. Okay. Because it's only you that's going to do it. No one else is going to do it for you. You have to do that for yourself. Okay. Which is totally, you guys are amazing beings. Amazing. Amazing. Because you guys have all been through so much to get us to this point. Okay. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah. You guys are the best. You guys, I feel like there's a lot of energy that's kind of like, and I know there's a few of you out there watching that have not asked for a message yet. So I feel like there's going to be some universal messages that are going to come through this evening as well. Okay, so I'm going to get my trusty little pen because that's how I work here. All right. So, all right, you guys. You guys are totally tapped into all this beautiful, beautiful energy. All right. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. You guys are doing the best job ever. Okay. So, all right. So I feel like happiness is coming. That's what I want to tell you guys. So if you have never been happy before, happiness is on its way. Yeah. Life is pretty crappy right now because a lot of things that have been our old structures, right, have all are starting to like implode around us. They're kind of like falling apart. Okay. And as that happens, all this old stuff is kind of like doing its thing. And then we're starting to stand up now and do what we need to do. So we are kind of like technically rising from the ashes. So I guess we're Phoenix. We're Phoenix. Okay. You guys are all your beautiful Phoenix birds. Okay. So we're rising out of these ashes because all this is falling down and we don't belong down on this level, this energy anymore, right? It's all just been a pack of lies, really, really. So it's all it's so funny. But anyways, it's all been a pack of lies. This whole thing over here, right? It's all been lies and it's all falling down. It's all falling down around us, right? And I told you guys since 2020, we've been building from our new foundations, right? We had to start seeing things differently. We had to see things for what they were for truth for us, right? We had to decipher through all of that, even through all the things that were being thrown at us. We had to hold our own and go, what is our true truth? What is the truth, right? For me in this moment, you know what I mean? So a lot of you have gained a lot of information and power. So you've built from your foundation up, right? We've had to start building from this new foundation, getting rid of the old bricks and blocks that no longer serve us, right? So we can continue growing higher and higher, right, in our energy level. And also the higher we build this building, the better of a view that we have, right? And this building until we become the lighthouse, right? That's what essentially we are all doing, becoming this lighthouse, right? We are all putting out the signal. We're putting out the messages so that we can come out there to help others, okay? So you guys are all assisting in so many different ways. You have no idea. Your purpose here has absolutely everything to do with everything that's happening right now. So if you are being true to yourself in that moment, you can continue on because more is going to be opened for you. More things are going to be open, but we have to get rid of the fear. We have to get rid of the negativity. We have to get rid of the bad, the evil that no longer serves this planet, right? Everyone has to be... As I bring that up, there needs to be justice brought to many, many, so that we can all move forward. So we can move forward without fear. So we can move forward with integrity, right? And grace. I feel like there's a lot of good words that we could be using, but there's a lot of happiness that's going to be coming for a lot of us on the other side of this. So as all this falls and we're rebuilding, right? There's going to be a huge party because we created this. We did this, not them. They did that before us. That was set up before us. This is what we're creating now. So again, but I feel like we've done this before, right? We've always repeated history. So in one point or time and another, we've done something very similar to this, but not to this magnitude, I think, because I think Earth is more populated, possibly more than ever. But, you know, the corruption and things of that sort, but we're breaking through all of that. That's right. It's all falling down, you know, and all of us, we are getting back to our connection to God, to source, so that we are connected for that. And then we can help others aside us, right? Because as we learn and pick up all these breadcrumbs, it's very important that we share what we've learned. Not everyone wants to hear what we have to say. So I don't mean beat them with a stick while you're saying it. You know what I mean? Just share your ideas, allow the seeds to grow in them. You know, it's just like, you know, things that I've believed now for, you know, 10, 15 years, you know, the boyfriend is finally catching on to some of the things I've been saying all these years. He's like, oh, it makes sense now. But he had to learn it in his own process, right? So we can't force people down that road. We have to allow people to go in it. So I read this this really cool thing today, which goes along with my lazy river, right? So everybody is in this lazy river. We're just going, we're chilling out. The current is taking us. We don't have to work at it. We're just bouncing off stuff. We're just going with the flow, right? Then there's some people that want to, like, maybe say they want to get out and the current is going really fast and you're really like beating yourself against that current, trying to go in a whole different direction. Is that really the direction that you're supposed to be going in? You know what I mean? So it's like, allow yourself to go and allow yourself, even through troubled waters, to have faith. Because it's all going to be all right on the other side, as long as you keep that faith. So again, those things right there, trust, faith in God, those are huge, huge as we move forward. Huge, huge for everyone to find that connection. And all of us do it in a different way. You might use a different name, but it's all in light and no more being hidden in the darkness. Everything's coming to light. It's just like when I started this journey back in 2012 or whatever it was. And I would always say that everything that was hidden is coming out to be shown to us. So it didn't matter how deep dark it was down in the earth and how far it's been hidden. It will come out to be shown to us. Okay. And I've been waiting a very, very long time, but I feel like we are so much closer, you know, to moving into that realm of knowing so much more than we've ever known before. So I'm just happy that we're there. And I'm happy you guys are here with us as we do it. We all chose to be a part of this historical time on Earth. Sometimes we wonder why we did that, but we did. We did. There are many moments when I wonder why I did this. Or where I am, why I'm in what I'm doing right now. Hello, Robin is over there on YouTube. Robin, you want a message today? What did I do with my pad of paper? I lost it. Here, I got another pad of paper right here I can use. All right, I feel like Robin needs a new message this evening. Let's tap into Robin. Robin! Singing and dancing is very important. 7 is also a very important number for you right now. So, Robin, clearing out all energy that no longer serves you, allowing only the highest and best into your life, allowing fear to leave, allowing. There's a lot of allowing that needs to happen. So I'm getting 7 again for you, very spiritual number for you. You got to go with the flow and with the waves, and it's all going to be all right. You just have to believe that, right? So, and your mom is coming through, and she's singing a song too, and I don't know what the words are, but she's like singing loud and proud, okay? So I feel like you guys are like doing like this little skit together. I don't know what that's all about. So comedy, more laughter, more joy, and mom is giving you the number 3, okay? So I want you to have that. 3 and 7 for you, which is going to equal 10. So you're going to be on to new beginnings if you allow them in this year. 2024 can be your year, but you have to let go and let God. So I'm going to leave that with you, Robin. Thank you. All right. Song, every little thing is going to be all right. Don't you worry about a thing. Yes. Yes. See. Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany, for being in my wavelength. That's awesome. You're the best. Because I'm not good with songs. I'm not good with music. I'm not good with who people are, especially if they're celebrity. I have no idea. Chris tells me someone dies, and I'm like, who are they? What did they do? I don't know. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. I kind of know. But I don't know. It was never anything I wanted to retain in my brain. And that's always something that I always said. You know what I mean? Even when I was a teenager, I was like, I don't want to retain that in my brain. There's something about that I don't want to retain that. That's not, you know, I wonder if I already knew a lot of things that I didn't know now. I wish I could have known what I knew now. Then things would be a lot different. But I am here and exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. And we can probably all say that. We probably all say that every once in a while, right? I wish I could have done that differently or whatever. I have a lot of people. I feel like I have a lot of clients that are going, I wish I could have done that differently or, you know, gave it another chance or whatever. So I want you guys to be completely honest with yourselves, okay? Because that's very important about moving forward too. And also forgiveness. I feel like I'm supposed to talk about this. So you guys have to find forgiveness in yourself and in others. And sometimes it's very hard to forgive ourselves. You know, sometimes it's easier to forgive others than it is ourselves because we didn't, you know, we did something screwed up that we probably shouldn't have done, da, 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 da. But work through that and really forgive yourself and work on forgiving others. Okay. Because when you get some forgiveness behind you, you don't hold on to that anxiety or and maybe that anger or whatever that emotion is that's of negative force. You don't want that within your system. Okay. Anymore. We want to be able to release that. We want to now be the observer of that situation rather than the victim of the situation, right? So now we observe that our past, this happened. Yeah, it was a screw up. Yeah, I could have done better. I forgive myself. I will do better moving forward. And that's really what you need to do for yourself and for others. And this really like helps us a lot, okay? In a lot of different ways. Because let me tell you, before I found forgiveness, I was really mad at God for a long time. It took me until, you know, I was 25 because I was mad. I was mad person. But anyways, I got over that because I learned to be happy, right? And I learned to let go of the negativity that I was playing victim to, that the things that I let anger me, the things that I let trigger me. And a lot of you may be still being triggered by things that happened to you in your childhood or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Anything post-trauma that you've had in your life that you still associate with, or, you know, now I want you to step back and I want you to kind of look at yourself now as the observer of it all. Okay. I want you to kind of like see yourself as the observer. Cause I think that will really help you guys a lot. Okay. Let's see. What does that say? Robin says, you are amazing. We are. I did comedy skits, music and dance. I love. Yes. Amazing song from mom. I found my voice and let go of fear. Good job. My mom and I sang the song and danced in the kitchen before she got sick. Perfect. Because that's kind of what I saw, like in a kitchen, kind of hanging out, you know. Take those memories, take those energies and help those propel you forward. Okay, because mom wants only happiness and joy for you. And you need and deserve that, she says. Need and deserve that. Those are her words. Beautiful. Beautiful. You guys are amazing. All right, anybody up for a last message before we get ready to wrap up our hour? We got about 4 minutes left, so I could fit in at least one of you. If anyone is out there watching on any of the platforms, send Tiffany a message over there in the little chats that you guys are in, because she will see them and she'll be able to post them over here so I can see it. And then I can tap into your energy. But I feel like more universal messages are going to be important as we move forward, because there's a lot of things, again, like I said, are changing. The time is changing. The energy is changing. The season is going to be changing. There's a lot of things that are going to be changing as we keep moving forward. And I feel like springtime is going to be like a very different spring than we've experienced in the past. I almost feel like it's a little bit more magical, but it's going to be in a way that I can't explain yet. But anyways, I want you guys to feel into the energy of change that's going to be coming forward. Yeah. There's a lot of change coming forward, darlings. A lot of change, a lot of change, a lot of change. That's what the words I keep hearing. A lot of change, a lot of change, a lot of change. You're welcome, Robin. I love you too. You're the best. You guys are all the best. Okay, so again, as you keep moving through this time and space, right? Because it is time and space, but what time and space it is, we do not know. That is a given. Things have changed so much over the years that we don't know which clock, which calendar we're on. There's many speculations. So, and I wonder sometimes because for that to be true, because just how fast time has been moving, how fast, like really, like I almost have a 9-year-old and I feel like he was just a baby. Like literally, I feel like we've compressed like a lot of time, like a lot of time. Like I feel like we've like scrunched it down into this beautiful, vast timeline of some sort. I wish that we all understand them all completely, but we don't know yet. But we will. I feel like there's going to be more clarity. There's going to be more understanding. And you guys are going to be tapping into more with your God source, right? You're going to tap into your intuition. You guys are going to tap in and observe more of the messages that are coming in around you, or, you know, anything that's coming into your view. Well, I want you to scan everything. Everything means something. Literally, it really does. And it's amazing how these messages kind of show up for you. So tap into them. Tap into the messages that are being given to you by God, or your guides, your angels, your loved ones, whoever is wanting you to receive that message in this moment. They're really wanting you to connect in with them and be at peace with yourself. Find peace, get in that lazy river and allow the flow to bring you to your highest and best self. Allow. Sometimes we have to allow. We fight so hard sometimes, but we have to allow that energy to guide us. And we have to trust in that energy that is also guiding us. So tap into your highest and best energy, your frequency, find your harmony as you move through the next week. And I totally look forward to seeing you guys next Friday. You guys keep rocking your brightest self. Keep shining. Love you guys. See you next Friday.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.